Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. Today, Peggy Douglas and Lily Devon, the lovely blonde entertainer with whom Peggy once roomed while she was in Chicago, are returning to Wakefield from Huntsville, where they spent a wearing session in Judge Willoughby's courtroom listening to Bill Meade's suit for custody of his baby son. Now, as the two girls drive through the peaceful countryside, they are thinking of the afternoon stormy events.
Yeah, the night that Milton Fish after changed.
Well, it certainly is. That courtroom was awful stuffy.
Yeah. But with the heat and getting madder and madder to Calvert Gloria, I thought I'd bust if we didn't get out of there pretty soon.
I don't like that, Mrs. Farnsworth. Seems so trippy.
That's an understatement. He's a real slippery character. I don't blame Bill for taking a poke at him this morning. A couple of times I felt like punching him myself.
Oh, Lily, it doesn't do any good to feel that way. I only hope it didn't do Bill's case any harm.
Yeah, I wish I'd been there. Bill knocked him right down, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ah, it's his Farnsworth right. You have no business dragging your name into it in the first place.
No, but anything could be a point, whether it's fair and ethical or not.
Oh, sure. What do they care whose toes they're stepping on? That is, unless it's their own client. He knows how to handle Kit, though. I thought she was made of glass or something. He's all white kid gloves with her.
Yes. And the trouble is, though, if you didn't know Kit, you'd really feel sorry for him. He looked so pale and helpless.
Yeah. But I wonder if anyone would really be taken in by that act of his.
I only hope not. I mean, it just wouldn't be fair if she got custody of the baby when she doesn't really care a thing about him. It means so much to Bill.
We might as well get used to the idea, though. Looks to me as if Bill's lost the case for sure.
It does look bad, Lily. I could tell Aunt Mary was worried, too.
Yeah. I wonder where she went dashing off to. Do you have any idea?
No. No, I really haven't. I've been wondering about it.
Well, she certainly had some bee in her bonnet. And I have a hunch it had something to do with the trial.
I suppose so. But still, what could it be?
You can search me. Anyway, she'll probably tell you all about it when you get home.
I was so grateful for Aunt Mary today when Farnsworth was making all those insinuations about me. I could feel my face getting fiery red. It seemed as if everybody in the whole room was staring at me. But Aunt Mary just took my hand, held it, and I felt safe again.
Did she say anything about it afterwards?
Well, you know how Aunt Mary is. She always stays calm. She said not to bother about the people who believed what Farnsworth said. But the people who really matter would know better anyway.
Yeah, she's right about that, honey.
Oh, yes, I guess so. Just the same, I'm glad Nicholas wasn't there today.
He's probably been pretty sore. He's bound to hear about it, isn't he? They'll probably give it a lot of space in the newspaper. You know how people talk about things like that.
Yes, I do know. But fortunately, Nicholas isn't much of a hand for listening to gossip. At least not if it's malicious. He's really a very kind person, you know?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Kind and sensitive, too, I think.
That's one of the things I like most about him, really.
Peggy, doesn't it ever worry you? I mean, possibility that you might hurt Nicholas by marrying him?
Hurt him?
Well, sure, it If you know you're not in love with him, it's practically a cinch to be hurt.
But we've talked the whole thing over, Lily. Nicholas knows just how I feel about him.
Well, it doesn't make any difference knowing.
Besides, it isn't as if I went off with fond of him. I want him to be happy. Really, I do. And I'm going to make him happy.
Well, that's not the point. I realize you wouldn't want to hurt him. Well, I don't think you could help it, whether you tried to or not. A guy sensitive like Nicholas is bound to feel something lacking. You ought to know that, Peggy.
I'm not sure I agree with you, Lily.
Oh, now, look, don't get your nose out of joint. We're good enough friends to talk things over frankly, aren't we?
Yes, of course we are, Lily. But somehow I don't think you understand about Nicholas and me.
Oh, I know this much. If Bill loses his suit, then he won't have custody of his child. Kid will have the baby. Which means there'd be nothing to stand between you and Bill.
Nothing. Except the past.
But you surely don't think that would be such a big thing to get over.
Yes, I do, Lily. Besides, just because Bill wouldn't have custody of his baby doesn't mean he wouldn't be thinking about it, worrying about it. It would certainly affect him.
Well, sure, but... Well, in other words, you're saying that since it's too late for you to be the only woman in Bill's life, the only thing that's important to him, you just won't be in his life at all. Is that the idea?
Well, the way you make it sound...
That's what it amounts to, isn't it?
No. No, it isn't that simple.
Well, I'm just a dumb bunny, I guess. All I can feel is that you two guys love each other. And it seems to me that's the most important thing.
Does it, Lily? You've changed quite a lot, then.
What do you mean?
Well, when we were rooming together in Chicago and needed to talk things over, you seemed to have a very different attitude.
Well, I don't get you. What was different?
Well, I mean, you had a much more practical outlook on life in those days. I'm sure you must remember.
I'm sure I do.
You used to say you'd like to marry some middle-aged man who was fairly intelligent and had a lot of money. You said the most important thing was security, not having to worry about where your next meal was coming from. But love was just a headache. And
did I say that?
Yes. Have you changed?
I'm not sure. I see what you mean. I have been kind of getting off the track. Thanks, Peggy. Thanks for reminding me. Hello, sugar. Here we are, back at the Lone Ranch.
It was nice of you to bring me home, Lily. Are you kidding? You're coming in, aren't you?
No, I think I'd better be on my way. Got a lot of work to do this evening.
Oh, here's Randy. Come on over, Randy. I need help.
Oh, what seems to be the trouble? Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Randy, I'm trying to persuade Lily to come in and stay for supper.
And she's giving you some opposition?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can talk her into it.
Why, sure. Hey, look, Lily, Mom and I had it all worked out. You're scheduled to stay and help Peggy get supper ready.
Oh, isn't that Marriott, home?
No, I put her on the plane to Chicago about an hour ago.
Chicago? You mean stuff like that?
Yeah.
But Randy...
Well, she said if we wanted to get in touch with her, we could reach her through Dell.
Oh, why did you have to go all that way just to talk to Dell? She could have phoned just as well.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, maybe she didn't go just to see Dell. I don't know, Peggy. She said she'd be back tomorrow.
Well, of all the things, the kid.
Well, Lily, you are going to stay, aren't you? Mom told me to be sure and ask you to.
Okay. If it's just in my arm, I will.
Oh, fine. Here, allow me.
Why, thanks. Gee, I haven't had so much service since the time I sprained my ankle.
I'm going on in, Lily.
Okay, Peggy. I'll be in to help you in a minute.
Oh, by the way, Lily, Mom left a message for you.
She did?
Yeah. She told me to say thanks.
Thanks?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wonder what you meant by that.
Well, I said it didn't know. Something you did for her lately?
Oh, no, I don't remember anything particular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we'll find out when she gets home. Or maybe she just thinks you're a lucky gal to have around the house.
I doubt that, Randy. I never brought luck to anyone, believe me. Never in my whole life.
But perhaps you're wrong, Lily. You made a chance remark today to Aunt Mary. You told her Lisa Fenner had known Kit Mead in California before the birth of Kit's baby. And that provided the missing clue for which Aunt Mary had been searching. Aunt Mary realized then that the baby for whose custody Bill Mead is suing is not his child, but Lisa's. And at this same moment, she is on her way to Chicago to persuade Lisa to claim her baby son. So perhaps, Lily, you have brought luck to someone after all.